Three firefighters are dead on the Colorado-Utah border this morning, and 28,000 acres are burning with 0% containment. That's where we begin today, because before we get to geopolitics or AI chip wars or any of it, there are families that learned yesterday they lost someone who ran toward the fire so others could run away. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix's Sunday Briefing for June 28th, 2026.
I'm Sarah Chen. And Marcus, we have a dense, consequential Sunday ahead. The Gulf is on fire, literally and figuratively. Iran has struck Bahrain. A tanker has been hit in the Strait of Hormuz. And the U.S.-Iran ceasefire that was supposed to hold is visibly unraveling in real time. Saudi Aramco is resuming oil exports through those same waters. And oil markets are going to open Monday into a genuinely uncertain environment.
On Ukraine, Zelensky is making what he's calling his biggest diplomatic push of the war, while simultaneously launching one of the largest drone barrages ever recorded. 1,400 Russian drones fired at Ukraine in 1 week, and Ukraine firing back across a dozen Russian regions. And meanwhile, the Pentagon quietly let $910 million in military aid for Ukraine expire. That's not a clerical error. That's a policy statement worth examining.
In AI and technology, Google is capping Meta's access to Gemini compute amid what's being called a genuine infrastructure crunch. SpaceX's data center business could top $76 billion in contracts by 2029. A Chinese open source model from Jipu is reportedly matching Anthropic's performance at a fifth of the cost. And hyperscaler free cash flow has hit a decade low, even as the industry collectively spends over $700 billion on AI infrastructure. These numbers are telling us something important about where the economics of this build-out actually stand.
Politically, Speaker Johnson is warning members of his own caucus that he, quote, runs the protection program, an extraordinary statement that we'll unpack. Tom Massie is warning of a midterm shellacking. Harris's 2028 lead is narrowing. Alyssa Slotkin has called for Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries to step aside, and the Congressional Black Caucus is not pleased. And the Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether Trump can fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, a case with profound implications for central bank independence.
California has announced a balanced budget with zero deficit and $6 billion in reserves, while also ordering state workers back to the office. Bolivia just devalued its currency by 30% after ending a 15-year dollar peg. The IMF's outgoing chief economist is warning that the global economy has fewer shock absorbers than at any point in the last decade. And Citigroup is projecting that a super El Niño scenario could cost the global economy up to $7 trillion over 5 years.
Plus, GTA 6 pre-orders hit 39 million in 48 hours, generating roughly $3 billion before the game even ships. Anderson Cooper says he won't work for Ari Weiss after CNN's merger. Bill Maher brought J.D. Vance onto Real Time and challenged him on election denial. A United Airlines jet nearly collided with a drone on approach to Newark. And there is a genuinely remarkable physics story we need to tell you. Scientists have hit the quantum measurement limit with a single molecule on a surface for the first time.
We have a lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.